Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Illusionoid.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are Illusionoid, and we are thrilled to be with you guys tonight. Thrilled, thrilled, thrilled. Thank you guys for braving Storm of the Century. Century? To get
hashtag
here tonight.
T.O. Storm.
There you are.
Storm of the Century
right.
of the Week.
Hashtag Storm of the Century of the Week. That's right.
Yes.
It's pretty nasty. It's very,
Century
very
Storm
wet.
2016.
Yeah. It's 16. So, thanks for being here. My name is Lee Smart. This is
Paul Bates.
And to his immediate right
Hello,
would be...
I'm Nugnar Gang.
Nugnar Gang. We've got a very special guest joining us tonight, but before I bring him up, I'll give you guys a little orientation. You guys have heard Illusionoid before, right? No, I see some nods, some shakes of heads. Before I continue on, I do also want to introduce, on music tonight, we have the Dark Prince himself, Jim Clayton. So years ago, when I was in the touring company at Second City, we would have Jim Clayton, of course, was our music director on the road, and Doug Morency, a very, very funny, incredibly funny, very excellent improviser, would always say, "Hail Clayton." And I didn't get what that meant, but now I realize it sounds like Hail Satan. Yeah, there you go. I didn't get that.
That's like 20 years.
I know. That was like 20 years ago.
It took Lee 20 years to understand that.
The penny just dropped. The penny just dropped.
It's a good day.
It is a good day. It's a great day. It's unfortunately really, really wet outside.
And Jim, on our very first live show ever, Jim was our music director for that show.
Yeah.
For real?
Yep.
Yep.
I gotta clap for that then. I didn't realize.
You didn't realize that. Well, tonight we're gonna do a couple of improvised podcasts for you guys. We're gonna do one first, and then we're gonna take a short break. But during that break, we're gonna interview our special guest this evening, and we'll bring her up in a little while and introduce who she is. We're very excited to have her here. And we also have another guest joining us for both of the podcasts we're gonna be recording. It's the one and only Second City alumni himself, the Rainbow Ranger. Put your hands together. Together for Nigel Downer!
Yes!
Rainbow Ranger!
I was telling these guys earlier that I feel like, yeah, Super Sentai or like Power Rangers as they're known, like they have the same uniform on.
Yeah.
And then this brother just shows up like, hey, let's party! Oh, you guys are wearing that?
That's all right. That's right. When we, hey, listen, dude, when we form a giant robot, just hang back, okay?
Yeah. I'm the leg!
Back. Yeah, yeah.
We're one, I don't know, I feel like we're two pieces short of a giant robot, at least. I feel like we're four limbs in search of a torso and a command center.
Is the torso or the command center?
Is it always the torso or is it the head? I never know where the command center is.
Command center is in the head, no question, or else why have a head? It makes no sense to have a head on a robot that you're riding inside. It's just going to get shot off.
Of course. It's a target. It's a big target.
Did anybody see the video that's been going around Facebook? Boston Dynamics has a new robot.
No.
Have you guys seen this?
Is that the one that gets bullied?
Yes. It's the nerd bot. It's a robot, so Boston Dynamics makes these incredible machines.
Yeah.
And then to show how incredible they are and how stable they are and how they can get back to what they're doing despite anything, they bully it.
What?
And so this robot can walk on 2 feet, walks around, and it's carrying a box. All it wants to do for its whole job, the whole day, is carry its goddamn box. And then the roboticists just walk around going, boom! Snapping it out of its hands. And I don't know if it's any. I don't know if this has ever happened to
you.
I
gotta see this.
I gotta call somebody out right now. There's a woman named Lisa Brooke
in
Toronto.
Yeah, yeah.
She does this in real life
if
to human
listening.
Beings. And it's like really annoying. If you're carrying a piece of paper and she sees you just holding a piece of paper trying to read something, she'll do, because she'll walk over and do the exact same thing and just slap it out of your hands and then just look at you like, asshole.
Yeah.
And
that is a game called Get Some. You have to slap it out of somebody's hand and then go, get some.
Okay.
You know, there's a Rob Baker, I'll call him out too.
He did the same thing because when I joined, when I did my first understudying
at Second City, I didn't know any better, so I'm walking around with a script and he just walks over, he's like, paff.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what?
It sucks when there's many papers.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, you could look at that as testing a robot. The other way you could look at it is begging to be murdered down the road.
Yes, right. All it takes is them to flip over to sentience, and then their steely claws will be around your throat.
Exactly.
One of the laws of robotics must be broken for that to happen.
Yeah.
I imagine it wouldn't take much, especially if you just keep getting shit slapped out of your hand and being pushed around with a stick.
Absolutely.
At one point, a robot has to say, fuck the rules.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Turn this upside down. Well, okay. That's our preamble. Good night, everyone. Good night. It's been a pleasure to be here. So we're going to start off. As I said, we're going to fully improvise a podcast, a science fiction based. We were talking beforehand, and I threw out that maybe we would do this one in the style of Jack Kirby.
Ooh.
Does anybody know who Jack Kirby is?
Yeah.
Now, Jack Kirby works primarily in the visual medium, and we're going to do this all in the audio.
Oh, fun. Okay.
So the challenge, the level of difficulty here is at least...
This is level of difficulty 8.
At least an 8. Yeah. Right. Okay. So
I rate the difficulty. That's my only job in this podcast, is to rate the difficulty of whatever we attempt.
So I have here 5 vintage issues of a comic book called Weird Fantasy. And Weird Fantasy was published between, I don't know when it was published.
They're long time ago.
1950s, right?
Yeah,
1950s 50s or 60s. So I would like someone to call out between the numbers 1 and 5.
3.
Good.
3
Perfect.
Is the number.
3. This is
issue.
This is
the one in the middle.
And I'm going to flip through here, and I'm going to find a page, and I'm going to find the title of the story that's being depicted on that page. Say stop.
Stop right. is the word that just got shouted.
Say stop. And this one is called, oh my God, this is great.
Look at all the words.
I know so many words in those days. Oh boy. Henry and his goon child.
Henry and his goon child, in the style of Jack Kirby.
And the goon child, like, we're not really going to use this. We're just taking the title, but his goon child is a robot. Isn't that interesting? His goon child is a robot.
You don't know. Maybe that's the goon child.
Maybe the man is the goon
child. Maybe Henry's the robot. Yeah. Okay. All right. I shouldn't jump to conclusions. All right.
Wait.
Yeah.
For those in the audience,
yes,
there's
please.
A lot of people here who might not know.
Oh, man. Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of people here, period. But there's a lot of people here who might not know who Jack Kirby is or what the style of Jack Kirby is. So it's the 3 words.
Yeah.
And this is not for my benefit, but for the lots of people here.
Sure.
What are 3 words you might use to describe the style of Jack Kirby?
Number 1 would be cosmic, epic, and over-excited.
Oh, yes, very exaggerated stuff.
Yeah, really exaggerated. So some of the things, you know, Jack Kirby created, he created the Silver Surfer. He created the character on a Nugs t-shirt right there called the Demon.
He also created the Fourth World, Mr. Miracle, Darkseid, all that stuff in DC Comics, Orion, all the new gods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to take a guess here and say that he created Fing Fang Foom.
He totally created Fing Fang Foom.
Fantastic Four as well.
Yeah, he created the Fantastic Four. So he created Captain America.
Captain America?
Yeah, he created Captain America. So this guy is known as Jack King Kirby. That's his nickname. He's no longer with us, but he's a storied artist. But anyway, his things were very, very epic, and he loved the world of the cosmic, that is... ancient races that were precursors to humanity dwelling somewhere in the far nether regions.
So we're going to take all of that and do a story called Henry and His Goon Child.
That's right. We'll see what happens. All right, so I kick things off with the little preamble. Here we go. In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to the chrono stage. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hear me! Hear me, people of the past! I, the last living man in the universe, the last human being, transmit to you from the lip of the Chrono Stage! With no machinery, no technology, just vocal training from the last theater school in the universe. The Chrono Stage, built out of oak in front of a vortex. The cheap seats are in the balcony. And the cheaper seats still are where you are in the past. You have no choice but to listen as I transmit into your eardrums. I sound like the sound of a thousand suns. I could. Suns, when closely listened to, no one knows. I'm just guessing. Suns could be very loud. Mm-hmm. 1,000 of them. Hot. Hear me! In your future, children will be mutated beyond the form of lovability.
Thank you.
There will be a name for these children. Goon children. And one man will have one of those. And his name is Henry!
Son? Son, come here.
Yes.
Did you have a fun day at school?
Father, yes.
Did you learn much today?
Yes.
Tell me three things you learned today, son.
I don't know. I had gym. I had art. And music.
It's very important that you learn physical activity.
We did
the arts and music.
We did bird watching.
In gym class?
Yes.
Did they make you chase the birds?
Father, no.
Are you sure you weren't being bullied by the other children because you're different? They made you chase birds and told you it was gym class?
Father, this was part of the... This is part of the space educational curriculum.
Bird chasing?
No! Bird watching.
Ah.
But to chase a bird would be to... agitated, it would fly away.
Correct. You did learn something today. I'm very proud of you.
Was this a trick?
Yes.
I feel like I've been tricked.
I just want to make sure you're being treated right and not being treated differently because you're different.
I am being treated differently.
And in what way?
At lunchtime, I'm force-fed.
They force-feed you?
Because I have no mouth.
Oh, I keep forgetting you're speaking to me telepathically. Part of being a special child.
They inject a goon child. You could say
it. No, I can't. We don't use the G word at home.
I am a goon child!
Please, stop it!
Born of cosmic rays!
If your mother would not have gotten in that cosmic shower, this never would have happened.
Father.
Yes?
Don't be ashamed. What you... and mother and cosmic rays shared in that shower was pure love. And what you did together was conceive me. And I'm thankful every day.
Godfrey, we love you. We've loved you ever since you were born. Myself, your mother, and cosmic ray. I'll get the door. Hello. Oh! Hello, Ray.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, it is your weekend.
Yeah. Thought maybe we could go and, throw a ball around or something.
Godfrey, it is Ray's weekend. You're welcome to pack your bag and go off with Ray.
Okay.
Before you come, there's something you should know. I have another relationship. And, I want you to meet my partner.
Okay. All right.
Conrad?
Oh, hey.
It's This is my partner, Conrad. I met him down at the lab. We were synthesizing heavy metals, and I spilled some on the floor, and I reached over to pick it up, and he did too. And
it's been synergy ever since.
Do I have to hear this? Or can I go, Ray?
I know this isn't easy for you to hear.
It's not easy for me to see.
I've moved on. Is that so hard to understand?
I haven't!
Why not? Why haven't you moved on, too?
Because I have no one. You know, Roberta died in childbirth. It's just me and Godfrey, the special child.
Goon child!
No, I'm not saying it!
Oh, my God. You're a goon child?
We don't use the G word in this home.
But he just said it, goon child.
We have to own it. We have to take ownership of it. It's the only way we'll empower, or I will empower myself.
You're just...
God won't help me.
You're different. You're different, Godfrey. In fact, there's a place for you. That's why I'm here with Conrad.
You're not taking him away from me.
You can't tell me what to do. I'm as much his father as you are.
Oh, my God.
Are we going to go on this... Are we camping?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of.
That's good enough for Godfrey.
You remember that heavy metal I was talking about that I was synthesizing?
Yeah.
Well, it's a new form of energy. And I've put it into, I put it into a Prius.
A Prius? Why, it can only take electricity or gasoline.
Well, this one has been modified.
Modified?
Modified with the help of Conrad.
Hi.
Weekends, like, right?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Conrad, weekends we spent on this, and I've created a chamber in the back. You lift the hood, you reach down below, and I've installed what appears to be a sphincter.
Surprise!
It's made of living tissue?
Of course it's made of living tissue!
It needs to be organic.
So now it's an organic electric gasoline vehicle running on heavy metals?
You never understood my work.
I'm more of a book reader.
Yes. Well, it's a creature, this Prius. It's a creature, and it, with the help of our heavy metals and its sphincter, in fact, just sort of teased on the edge of the sphincter. It's not actually.
No, I don't. Just okay. Continue.
All right. It can transverse incredible distances in space and time. Time and space.
Even uphill?
Even uphill. And that's why I'm here, Godfrey. To take you to see where you really came from.
I knew this day would come. I had it marked on the calendar.
Okay.
What do you say, pal?
Yeah, I just want to spend some time with you, Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, great. It's going to be a trip then.
Can I? Should I? Will I come?
In fact, I'm going to ask you if you will come. Because if anything happens to me and Conrad... I'll need you to be there to take care of Godfrey.
What if something should happen to all of us?
You're on your own, pal.
That sounds... I mean, aren't we just going to have a good time this weekend? It sounds dangerous all of a sudden.
Godfrey, it's time you knew. It's time to go. Tell him, Ray. I can't do it.
Godfrey, you're actually a member of an ancient race of gigantic aliens.
You ever wondered why you're 8 feet tall and 6 years old?
Yeah, because I'm a goon child.
Exactly. We don't use the G word.
It's goon child. Goon child.
It's okay. It doesn't bother.
Conrad,
it's okay
you're making it sound fun. You're making it sound fun.
I don't know. He keeps saying it. And it's
kind of okay when I say it. It's not okay when you say it.
Fine. If you need me, I'll just be hanging out in the sphincter Prius.
Godfrey, you're... You're heir to something incredible, something wonderful.
I am the product of a cosmic threesome in a shower. I am the product of a virus that ran rampant through the galaxy.
That's what they want you to think, Godfrey.
Born an 8-foot-tall alien with no mouth, 8 arms, 1 leg, 4 feet.
That's right.
And 1 million teeth. But never in a mouth.
It's so weird. We always think you're smiling when you're not.
It's a facade. Literally a facade in front of where my mouth should be.
Can you imagine, Godfrey, coming along with us? Coming where we're willing to take you and seeing others like yourself?
So many others, Godfrey. You could be amongst your own kind and not feel different, treated different. That's all I want for my son.
And we have to travel through time?
Partially.
Well, I mean, it'll take a while to get there. Yes, exactly. We're not traveling through time.
Listen, we're not moving relativistively or anything like that.
No, okay, I mean, so right now we are moving through time. Yeah, exactly. Is that what you mean?
That's exactly what I'm
talking about.
It'll take a couple of hours. It'll take a couple of hours.
So we didn't need to install a sphincter onto the car.
To each their own, right?
Okay.
But it'll get us there faster? No.
Not necessarily. No, it will propel us with flatulent sounds.
I don't like this now.
All right.
Can I honk the horn?
You can do whatever you want, my friend.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Into the car. Into the Prius. Shotgun.
Well, who's driving then?
I'll drive.
Oh. Conrad. Conrad's the only one here with his license.
Sphincter. I called Sphincter.
I call backseat middle. I call the hump.
Okay. So you got the hump. You got the sphincter.
Yep.
I'm shotgun?
Yep.
Conrad's driving. All right, Conrad.
Everybody strap up. We're going through time partially.
So this is what the sphincter of a Prius feels like.
Yes.
I wish I had one of these things.
A Prius?
A sphincter.
Right. That's true. You're force-fed, but there's no way for it to get out of there, is there?
I'm also force...
Force-evacuated.
Yes, force-evacuated. Thank you.
Now look, strap up.
All right.
Because once we get through, there might be some side effects, okay?
Side effects?
Yeah, you didn't need to repeat it. I said it one time. Side effects.
All right, okay.
Conrad, what kind of side effects are there?
Well, you may puke. Okay.
Right.
Your eyes may bulge out of your head. They might not be in the same place when you previously left them.
What are the odds of that happening?
Oh, I don't know. 75%?
Boop, shit.
Yeah. Okay. So, as long as everybody's strapped up and we're okay, put your helmets on.
Helmet on.
Helmets on.
My head's in the sphincter.
Right. It'll serve as a helmet.
I know. Somehow I always knew.
All right. Take us away, Conrad.
Great. Initiating sequence. Firing up the sphincter.
Oh!
Yep, you shouldn't have sat there. And windows up. We are ready to go.
Let's do it.
Here we go!
Oh! 2 hours later.
And parking brake.
Here we are. Look at it. Desolate and barren.
Oh! What is this place?
This is your home. This is your home. The end. This is the end of the universe. It was only 2 hours away the whole time.
Yep. We were looking the wrong direction.
Incredible.
Incredible is right. How does it feel to be home?
Yeah, I know. It feels no different.
Get out of the sphincter.
Oh, now it feels very different.
Yes.
Can we get out of the car? Can we breathe the air here, Conrad?
Of course.
Absolutely.
It feels completely foreign and alien, and yet, somehow, I feel drawn to this place.
I've never heard that before. Have you grown a heart?
Wait, let me check. Yes. My heartbeat is beating, not more rapidly, just much more loudly.
And there, look, in the distance. Pulsing in time with your heartbeat.
A pod.
That pod is breaking open.
Along a seam. It's like a giant edamame.
Oh, and look, several peas are coming. I imagine they're not peas. I mean, they look like an edamame. I keep going with the edamame theme.
It's a metaphor thing.
Look at those crystals of salt on top of the pod.
That's right, and tiny little hairs. Isn't that interesting?
And here, three of those. They're growing. They're becoming. Oh, my God, they look just like Godfrey. Godfrey, these must be other special people.
Good
no, I'm
children!
Not
it, no, good children!
What? No. Uncool.
Godfrey, what are you? I am like you.
I am also like you.
No! Are we all like each other? We are.
We are.
We have waited for your return.
It's taken you so long.
Where have you been?
I've been living with my two fathers.
We called every day.
Did you not get our letters?
No, I live with my two fathers, Henry and Cosmic Ray. I didn't see any letters. Dad, did you get any letters?
Yeah, I did.
But Dad...
They're in a shoebox under my bed where you're not allowed to go.
You were never going to share them with me?
We sent those specifically for him.
Holy shit. I feel a little betrayed right now, Henry.
Well, Ray's just as bad.
What are you talking about, just as bad?
The voicemails, they go to your phone.
Well, they called.
They called as well?
They called, but they'd hang up as soon as I picked up.
But you knew that was them calling?
Yeah, I was on the call display. Edge of universe.
Why? Why would you keep my heritage from me?
Because you're my son! I don't want you to leave. You're all I have left after your mother passed.
And more importantly, if these are my people, how did I wind up with you?
Conrad, tell him.
Why does Conrad know?
That's a great question. Why do I know?
You're the only one who can tell him.
Don't play coy, Conrad.
Yeah, Conrad.
You know what we've talked about.
Several times.
Look, Goonchild. Godfrey?
Yes.
You are special, and you know that. And you've come from this planet. Your transportation here was... Well, it was unorthodox. We've never seen anything like it before. You went through the time-space continuum, and then you stayed there for quite a time. Finally, you reached Earth, and you landed. Well, you landed right in their home.
In the shower. During a threesome.
I was going to get there, but fine.
It was going to be a foursome, but you arrived first.
When you arrived, we didn't know what to do with you. We didn't know if we should keep you or... We should bury you or kick you to the curb.
Whoa.
But we kept you.
We decided to raise you as our own. But when it became clear that you weren't fitting in, we decided we had to do something. Take you back to a place where maybe you could find something resembling happiness.
We needed to wait for the right time, when you were ready.
And that time is now. And you've probably figured out that Conrad is your mother.
So Rebecca never died.
All a facade.
Somehow.
Lies within lies.
Somehow I've always known.
Welcome home, Godfrey.
It's good to see you.
Welcome home. Did you bring any snacks?
Yes, I have some whole wheat baked goldfish.
Cheddar cheese flavored?
You know of these snacks.
Sometimes we go on a trip to the city.
My people.
Yes. What do I do now? How do I say goodbye to my unbiological family?
Well, you have two options. You simply wave goodbye, or you eat them.
I hope you pick the first.
What would you do, my brothers?
Well, it's just goldfish you brought, right?
It's just goldfish.
I mean, that's not a lot.
It's not a full meal, exactly.
And where's the protein?
Yeah.
Right? It's true, where's the protein? You get tired if you just eat that.
Exactly. You've learned so much.
Your blood sugar would spike, and then you'd be so sleepy.
Or you could go back with them.
Go back with Henry. Become part of society.
Knowing what you know now.
That you are special, I will go speak to them.
Guys.
Yeah.
Ray.
Yep.
Henry.
Yes.
Mom.
Hey, baby.
Can we just, like, get close and have a hug?
Absolutely.
Yes. Watch the teeth, though, okay?
Yep. Just watch your...
Don't worry. I can't eat you. I have no mouth.
Oh, that's right.
I only have teeth.
Just teeth on the outside.
And yet, I don't know. I feel like digesting you is the right way to go.
Oh, my God. I'm being absorbed into the side of him.
Oh, he's oozing acid.
I'm so sorry.
Don't know what I'm doing, but it feels right.
Baby, why?
Guys. Oh, brothers, do you want to get in on this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course. Yeah, here we come.
I'll take the dark meat.
Absorbing.
And here we stay.
Thank you, family.
At the edge of the universe.
Thank you for all you taught me. And all you fed me too. Oh, guys.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever go bird watching?
Bird chasing sometimes.
Doesn't that agitate the birds?
Hey, what do we care? We're edamame people.
All right. Okay. All right. Nice. Well done, guys. Yeah. True story, right?
Henry and his goon child. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, Nug Nargang, and special guest Nigel Downer. Live music and sound effects by Jim Clayton. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, February 24th, 2016. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid or follow the link on our Facebook page. Illusionoid can be heard on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode, tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod, or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.